Welcome to a new episode of MusicCast, the music podcast where we don't really talk about music, but why these songs are so amazing and important to the guys that are here talking today. Remember to follow us in our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're going to have more social medias in the future, so pay attention to that. These episodes go live every Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. And we're also starting, we should have already a couple by the time that this is posted, MusicCast in Spanish, which they're going to be posted every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Remember to follow as well our Spotify playlist, MusicCast playlist, where you can hear the song that we're going to mention today, plus all the other songs that I have talked with my different guests in the other episodes. And we have Music Mornings. Music Mornings is a playlist where all the songs that I listen on my way to work every morning, but you can hear it at any time. I don't judge. For this episode, I have my friend, my brother, from another mother and all that, Charlie, Carlos. Hi.
What up, MusicCast? What up? This took too long, my friend. I don't know why. This took too long.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't see you since 2014.
That's right. In person, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
We saw each other.
We had a coffee.
We have a coffee for 30 minutes. That's it.
Yeah. But it was a good coffee.
It was a great coffee. I got diarrhea because of that. Thank you very much.
It was Cuban coffee. Why it do you was. Drink cafecito? I told you to only drink a little. I told you.
I was in a hurry. I drink it. So that's on me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well, next time we just drink a little. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Maybe another thing.
Maybe not. You got it. So yeah, Charlie, for all of you who don't know, is my best friend since Venezuela. I know him, I don't know for how long at this moment, but yeah, he's like a brother. And it took too long for you to have you as well here. So welcome.
Thank you.
Let's get the show started. I'm going to start with my song, if you don't have a problem with that.
No, please. I'm craving for less for hear your song. Yeah, please.
Okay, so actually, one of the reasons that I decided to take so long in order to invite you is because I wanted to choose a song that maybe you haven't heard.
Okay.
Yeah, because dude, we were together in high school by the beginning of our college life and all that. So a lot of the songs from that era, we pretty much listen to the same.
I know, yeah.
Although you're into heavy metal, crazy, weird stuff.
I was, and I still, yes.
Yeah. So the song that I chose is Plastic Hearts by Miley Cyrus.
Thank you. That's totally something new to me. Miley Cyrus, what an honor. Yes. She's a really great artist, by the way.
Yes. That song is from the album Plastic Hearts, and it was released last year on 2020.
Last year, so it's the best one. Okay. Right.
Yeah. So why did I choose a Miley Cyrus for Charlie? And you wonder, why did I choose this song? Why do I like this song?
Because this is an eclectic show, so that's why, I suppose.
Yeah, kind of, but at the same time, I always like to keep it within the rock genre, at least for so what I have. But it turns out that I like this album. I heard this album with an open mind because I know Miley Cyrus. Although she was kind of like my, how you say it, the guilty pleasure.
That was everyone's guilty pleasure in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, so there were a couple of songs here and there, then she just went crazy, and she came back with this album, Plastic Hearts.
Nice.
When I got to this song, the intro is pretty much as Rolling Stones' Sympathy from the Devil, which you're going to notice when you hear it. But, I mean, it's a transition. What I think it happened with this album is that she was a famous child, right? And money got her crazy, at the beginning, and then we all know this phase, the MTV Video Music Awards, which was a disaster and all that. Now she pretty much came out of all of that, and this is her personality. And if you check online, the last concert that she has made covers from Pink Floyd, from Blondie. She just did something with a bunch of artists covering Metallica.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I know, man. I know. I'm not kidding. She's a really good musician. She's a really good artist. But I usually didn't listen to her music because it was in certain point doesn't have any sense, and some songs I really don't like them.
Yeah.
But she's a musician since she was a little kid. So now she's getting mature. She's now probably getting more sense in her head. So.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, no. It is. And it got me... it was difficult for me to say that I like this song for a moment because Miley Cyrus. They were like, are you into Hannah Montana? No.
No,
it's like, how do you explain all that?
Yeah, no.
And at the same time, is like the last time that we were together, avoiding the coffee part, I think Hannah Montana was still kind of popular, or she was living, like we were in the middle of her crazy part when she was starting crazy part. And 7 years has passed since then. Dude, we're different people now. I mean, we're still friends, and I love that. But now we have so much history, and we just gathering what we like and what we do right now. So yeah, I found some kind of connection with that Miley Cyrus song.
Great.
Did you imagine if I just put the song and it's the one from Hannah Montana? I'm just kidding.
I will not be surprised for that. But since this is your podcast,
yeah, where
I think it's gonna make a bit of sense.
Oh shit! I forgot how was the song. Anyway, I have to ask you because it's something that I do to my guests, which I already know the answer. But what would you say is your favorite genre?
My favorite genre, music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least the one that is going to come up more on Spotify or Apple Music, whatever.
Okay. I use Spotify because Android, you know. And I think it's going to be crazy. In the last months, I have been listening to different kinds of music. It's a vast world of... you can find classical music, and you can find heavy metal music and death metal and djent and sometimes Japanese music and salsa and merengue. I don't know, it's crazy sometimes my Spotify, but do you know that in Spotify you have something that it's recommendations of the week, something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And when Spotify start making these specifications or recommendation of the week, I start listening to them, and it was crazy because I really like them, you know? They're like, damn, this is really good. I don't know these guys, or I don't know this gender sometimes. But if you take, I don't know, the media,
right,
it's almost all of them, it trends in the metal side. It could be any part of the whole metal, you know, types of metal.
You're always into weird metal. I can always say.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. Do you remember the song with a horse?
Yes, of course.
Right. For all out there, I remember I was driving with this guy around town. We were visiting some friends. And he just told me, dude, I found this album. You gotta listen to this. These guys are new. These guys are geniuses or something like that. He just created a fucked up story. And it was a death metal, like really, really hard. And then just in the middle, you just hear a horse. And the continuation of the song, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah, the band, it's I Wrestled a Bird Once. I Wrestled a Bird Once. No spaces in the words. I Wrestled a Bird Once.
Right. Oh my God. I gotta let me, I have to write that down.
Yeah, they're geniuses. They take some stuffs and make, I don't know, like the they start making some I don't know,
crazy
fusions of stuff and take maybe a sound of a video game from you know, classic video games and retro games and put it in the middle of the song. They make crazy stuff. And the singer is great. The female singer is really crazy.
It's a horse, dude. It's a horse.
She's a horse, you know. She's Epona.
She's Epona. Oh, right. You need to sell that. You have a Zelda tattoo.
I have one Zelda tattoo. Yeah.
And I have a Sonic tattoo still there.
Nice.
Yeah. So the next question that I wanted to ask you, and let's see, because I know you're an evolving guy, which would you say are your three favorite artists or bands? From
three favorite artists or bands.
Yeah.
You know, in my personal opinion, these kind of questions are the hardest to answer.
Yeah.
but I will take bands or artists. Damn, man. There are so many people over there that have great things to share to the world. But I will cheat with this because I'm sometimes really bad with this. I'm gonna take a quick pick cell phone just to answer correctly.
All right, okay? All right, no problem.
Okay. But I will say that one of my new favorite artists or bands, as you can say, is this guy. It's a jazz a musician, a bassist. This guy is blah, 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 blah. I will tell you the name right away.
And we have now sound effect in Musica.
Damn it. Okay. Okay, I will tell you soon because we don't have much time. I got it.
Okay.
I don't need it. I got it. The album that I, when I start listening to this guy, is Seven Seas. My dad showed to me this guy. It's called Avishai Cohen.
Holy crap.
Avishai Cohen is, this guy is from Israel. And it's great. It's amazing. I think this guy have a lot of things. Cohen.
Would you think that he's family from Sacha Baron Cohen from Borat?
I don't know, man.
Maybe. Okay. So yeah. We have Avishai Cohen from Avishai Israel. Cohen
from okay. Israel, yeah, number, this guy is really good.
Number two.
Number two, I can go with number two. One of my favorites, indeed, it's Opeth.
I was expecting that.
Yeah, I know it. I'm all of their albums. I love them. I started listening to them when they start, like in the beginning of their first album.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to see them live. Like 3 years ago. It was amazing.
Nice.
Amazing day. Great concert. At the end of the concert, I receive a ticket from the transit. You know, an immobilizer in my car.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how to say it in English, man.
A parking ticket.
A fucking parking ticket, yeah. But with the metal thing,
put it
in my
the whole, like they put him in Homer's car in The Simpsons in the middle of.
I don't know how they call them. Here in Mexico. They call that shit the araña or the spider. You know, it's like
yeah, I know that I'm you cannot gone. Move your car. Like you're stuck.
Not moving your car. You're stuck there because there are these guys like tell you, oh, you have to park over here, and then they say like, why? But yeah, because it's gonna be near. Okay, well, we'll pay you. I don't know, $5, and I park over there and go to the concert. And at the end, I was immobilized by this shit.
You were fucked.
My parking. Yeah, I was fucked. Yeah. Great concert. Great concert.
Good. 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 Good.
And I'm probably I'm gonna say for my final artist in the there are a lot of new artists now these days. But I'm going with my heart, and I'm gonna say one of the greatest artists of all times is Salvador Dalí.
Oh.
Dalí is the fathers of all artists.
Wow. So, okay.
So this is amazing. There's a lot of other artists.
It's totally unexpected as always, and I that's why I love you, man. Salvador Dalí. Holy shit. So this is going to be very, very interesting, the next question.
Okay.
Which is fuck, marry, kill. Salvador Dalí.
Yeah.
Opeth and Avicii Cohen.
Okay. Probably I'm gonna marry Salvador Dalí.
Sure?
Yeah.
That's a lot of drugs, dude.
I don't care. Actually, he didn't do any drugs.
What?
No drugs. He was crazy.
I've been lied to.
Yeah. He was the drug, so.
Yeah.
And yeah. So married Salvador Dalí.
Okay.
Probably kill Avishai Cohen.
Because the new guy.
No, not because the new guy. Because he's too good for the world. So I'm going to kill him.
So you just want to become him a legend.
Yeah, he's going to transcend to legend. Okay. And probably I'm going to fuck all Opeth because it's going to be a crazy orgy.
Okay. And that leads to even one more.
Okay.
What would you rather? To still have Salvador Dalí alive, well, healthy, crazy as always, making this amazing art, and probably he already be into something more visual and technology and all that forever and ever, and you're always going to be experiencing all his appearances. You can meet him, you can be a friend with him, but Opeth will never be in your life again, and you actually have to forget everything that you know about Opeth, or vice versa. Opeth is still going to make excellent albums. You're going to every concert. You can have that orgy that you mentioned anytime you want with them. But Salvador Dalí never existed.
Okay, that's hard, man. Okay. I will say that, okay, Salvador Dalí in this era probably will affect his mental life and his whole I don't know this is just a speculation, but I will prefer just like what it's right now, you know. Dolly
okay,
still like what it is, and Opeth still doing music. So because, you know, Dolly,
you're just interested in the orgy, you whore.
Yeah, I know.
That's the second reason, not the principal reason.
But yeah, no Salvador Dalí with this era, with technology and social medias, god damn, it will be crazy.
He will be canceled already.
He will be cancer for social media.
Yeah. So true. That was unexpected. That was unexpected. Salvador Dalí in your. I was thinking that you were going to choose, I don't know why, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay. They're part. You know, I think there's a too many good artists over there, but I jumped out of the bands because you mentioned be an artist, so
no great
and father of surrealism.
I remember Red Hot Chili Peppers. I got to know Red Hot Chili Peppers because of you.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. I had a small MP3 player, and I gave it to you, and when you opened it was full of Sonic music.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, okay, good. Sonic music. Okay, another Sonic music. Oh, okay, this kid need to know what about music. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, wow. I still listen to Sonic music though. But
I know. It's okay. It's great music to do exercise and to hype a lot. It's great.
And I use it to put GPSs in cars sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know why. If I just make that
a lot of concentration, yeah.
I think so. So yeah. I think it's time, my friend, that we listen to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, please. Ring it. I need to know this.
Yeah, and don't worry, it's not gonna be the Hannah Montana song. For everybody who's out there, this is the time to grab a good pair of headphones and listen to Plastic Hearts by Miley Cyrus, and we'll be right back.
Nice. Pretty nice. The best part is that I didn't throw up, so it was great. I can hear you, man. I can hear you.
Fuck you. Best of the world. I mean, okay. Fuck
it,
you.
It was good. It was good. Plastic Hearts. I'm gonna listen the whole album. I saw that was another one.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa.
That one is I would say it's more a pop rock with some 80s influence, but the whole album itself is really good.
Okay.
I would recommend more is the covers that she has made lately.
Okay.
She made the one covers of Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. She's.
I will listen to that.
Evolving.
Give it a try.
It's a weird album. It's a weird album, but I think you can enjoy it. So, what do you think? Did you like the sound? Would you hear it again?
Maybe. I don't do drugs anymore, so probably I will listen it just one more time. So.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
But I will try to the other ones, the covers. That sounds interesting, man. Yeah. You know, having a cover. She has a really interesting voice, you know, like this. It's good for metal, for rock. It's a good voice.
Yeah, the one from, I will forget the name. The one from Blondie. She made a Blondie cover. Heart of Glass.
Okay.
Dude, I would say after all that, that's the song that it was made for her. She took that song and she made it herself.
Okay.
Production right now tells us that song is better than the original. It's difficult for me to admit something like that, but. I can say that with that song, she let us know that she's a really good singer. So
okay, I will take a look at that song.
I imagine my cousin and my aunt listening to this episode and like, is he really listening? Is he cheering for Miley Cyrus? Yep, I'm sorry, I am.
Sorry, mom.
Yeah.
Sorry, auntie.
I listen to Miley Cyrus when I'm alone. I'm sorry. Okay, so you listen to my weird guilty pleasure, evolving guilty pleasure.
Okay.
What you got for me, Charlie? What have you brought?
Okay. I'm going to talk about the song first. Just a little bit. I need to tell you the name of the song. But first, this song it took me a while to choose the song.
Why?
For the same reason, there's a lot of songs that remind me important moments in my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I took a really deep dive to my heart, to my memories, to my personality, to everything, man. I
oh my God, you chose Barney. Bathroom.
No, not that deep. It wasn't the dark side, man. I'm talking about the light side. Okay. After a big shit that I took yesterday,
Why do you always have such a reflection time?
Dude, that's the best moment, you know, taking a shower, you know, eating sometimes. But this one, it was in that moment.
Okay.
And it's Aerials from System of a Down. Aerials. This one, okay. it's a song that has a lot of meanings to me.
Okay.
Because at the beginning, when I first listened to this song, I was maybe 10 years old.
Okay.
And I didn't understand the song, anything of the song. I just said, I just, you know.
The sounds, you try to make it similar.
The sounds and didn't know the lyrics, but I loved the song. It has a lot of good moments, the lyrics. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are amazing, but I didn't understand it at that moment. But the music itself, you know, the music, because there's something interesting about sounds, about music, mm-hmm. is that doesn't matter if you don't understand the meaning of the word, doesn't matter if it's in I don't know, in Spanish, English, Egyptian, Hebrew, whatever, Japanese, the meaning of the song, it's in our mm-hmm. deep sense, in our deep hearts, in our minds. It resounds in ourselves. So somehow, in some way, this song, it was part of a very big moment in my life. When I was a little kid, I was depressed in certain way because I was a bullied kid back in the day.
Really?
I was a bullied kid when I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard. And I think now that I'm a grown up, kind of grown up, but yeah, I pay my taxes, you know, I work, I have a paycheck and whatever. But now
and you can't get immobilized in a concert.
Yeah, because I can buy my ticket to the concert. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So in a way, man, now that I understand the song, and the lyrics are so amazing, so amazing. That's
let me stop you right there, and I want to make a question.
Yes.
Does the lyrics go with the feeling that you get with the song the first time you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter if I didn't understand it the moment. What
you understood the feeling.
I understood the feeling, and the way that is written. The sounds, the combination of melodies, the instruments, the whole thing, the whole package on the song was amazing. The whole album was great.
Yeah.
But this one song that is at the end, it was the third single of this album, and it was amazing.
Okay.
They won Grammys and whatever. But the thing is that the meaning of the song is actually super deep.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. My cat went crazy in the room and I'm just trying to keep a straight face and he's just running and attacking everyone right now. I'm like, okay, this is an important matter. Come on.
Come on, cat.
Yeah.
Control yourself.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's a deep. I've been listening. It's a deep meaning of the song, and it goes deep with you.
Yeah, completely, man. It's really interesting the way that you, if you take parts of the song and you break it down, you can take a lot of meaning about the human being.
Right.
Because IELTS, it's just the way of how people are now trying to be, I don't know, like parts of something to connect to someone else. And mm-hmm. the whole song is trying to tell you are part of everything. You need to go back and see inside yourself that and see that you're part of the world. You are connected to everyone and don't have, don't be afraid of dying. That's part of my interpretation of the song, and I think it's great.
It is a really deep song for a 10-year-old.
I know, man. And and didn't understood this song until, I don't know, when I was,
okay,
I don't know, 10 years later.
Where were you? I mean, 10 years old, you're in Caracas? You're in...
Yeah, I was in Caracas. I was Venezuela, living in Caracas, okay. Living with my mom, my dad, my brother. We were living in this really scary house, really big house, with a lot of places and rooms. It was a good house.
What's up with your family and big houses?
What? What about that? I don't know. That house, that particular house, I've been living in small houses, big departments, small departments, whatever. I don't know. But in that place, in that specific house, it was a big one with a big place. I had a depression side as a kid. Mm-hmm. It's hard to understand what's going on with your environment. And I don't know, it was interesting to have music to be part of a place that I just can put my headphones and listen to the music. And also sometimes just when I was alone, I just put it in the, you know, in the music box and then put it out loud.
Right.
And it calms me a lot. It helps me a lot to
meditate.
Present.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Exactly. To meditate, to be present, just to hear the music. It's amazing. So Wow. Yeah, in that moment it was hard, and every time I hear that song again, mm-hmm. in all these years, in all these 20 years, it's amazing because it takes me back, and also it takes me to the present moment, and makes me feel connected.
Right, you finish the circle from
that
young Charlie, 10 years old, and now what have become of you, and you still wow.
Yeah.
Would you say, and I mean, you're 10 years old. This is what year got this song released? I don't remember.
The song was released in 2001.
Okay.
Yeah, the song was released in 2002.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2002, that's the moment that you go into metal, that you go into rock music, or?
Yeah, I start. I start. Listening to rock music with my dad. He used to listen a lot of Pink Floyd, classic rock like the Beatles, I don't know, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Jethro Tull, I know, a lot of
Jethro Tull is deep.
Yeah, a lot of psychedelic music, and then I start listening to new metal, classic metal, and hard rock like this one, no? It's...
Yeah.
Aerials, I was searching a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm.
It released with the album, with the Toxicity album.
Masterpiece?
The Masterpiece, yes. Yeah, in September 2001.
Okay.
But the single mm-hmm. was released as a single in 2002.
Oh, okay. I remember listening to Aerials in the radio.
Yeah.
It was, wow.
It's something else. Yeah. That album is something else. Well, everything from System of a Down, I'm a big fan, but it's really good. I really like them.
Me too. And we have the big nose in common with System of a Down. Have you noticed that all the band members, they have like a really big nose?
Like this one?
Like this one.
Yeah, nose five.
No, I'm happy, dude. I didn't know that you were bullied when you were 10.
Yeah, I was for maybe 2 years.
Wow.
And then I start to
punch them back, or
no? I just start to ignore them. It was easy just to ignore them and. Because in the thing, what start? I start my own bully.
Okay. Oh, okay. I know the reverse psychology. If you bully yourself, they leave you alone.
Yeah, because at the beginning when I entered this school, I say, hello, hi everyone, my name is Carlos, but everyone calls me Charlie.
Okay.
So, but in Venezuela, there was a comedy show with some kind of a Charlie, you know, this Charlie that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
And they associated with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were Charlie Mata.
Yeah, baby, I was Charlie Mata.
Oh,
that's right. That Charlie Mata.
Hold on, stop it.
Stop the show.
Did I let you know? I don't know if I told you. I met Charlie Mata.
Oh shit! Yes, really?
I met him. Damn, I was in a comedy show from Laureano Marquez.
Where? In Venezuela or
no, here in Miami. Dude, like 5 minutes away from my house. We were in this theater to meet to a stand-up comedy from Laureano Marquez, a Venezuelan comedian.
Mm-hmm. Big one, yeah.
So we're just hanging around, my wife and I see Charlie Mata, and I'm like, holy crap, it's Charlie. He's there. And of course, they're friends. He's going to be there to support his friend or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
So as we're entering to our seats, I tell my wife, you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom right now. Because I want to watch the entire show. I don't have that pressure. So I go to the bathroom. And as I'm there, Charlie Mata is there.
In the bathroom.
I'm like, oh my God. So I'm trying to not be a fangirl, right? And I just go to the bathroom, right? And as I'm washing my hands, I'm feeling, and he's talking with his friends. Talking about Venezuela, politics and shit. And as I'm leaving, I tell him like, I'm sorry, excuse me, my friend. Charlie is a pleasure. I'm a big fan and all that. And he said, oh, sure. We do a handshake. And when he gives me the handshake, I go, oh.
You asshole.
Yeah. And he went and he saw me and he did, oh. And dude, I just like, oh my God. And we left and everybody left the bathroom. And it was the best moment ever.
Oh my fucking shit.
And it was like, oh my God, nobody was there to see me.
Oh man, epic.
Yeah. So you were Charlie Mata. Look at that.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was the Charlie Mata bully kid.
I'm sorry.
And then I start to do the impression of Charlie, so that was easy to take away the bully. So it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wow. You're into system. This turns you into, well, from your family, you go into rock. Then would you say that you find system with this album, or you already know from them?
I start listening to system with this album.
Okay.
It's their second album, if I recall.
I believe so. Yeah.
It's the second album, and I start listening to them with this album. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a deep song, and I would like to say that my Miley Cyrus song is deep as well, but
it is.
It is. Why are you making that face? He's making weird faces. I'm not messing. I think it's a deep song, but Aerials, I think, is deeper. They like to use a lot of politics and sociology into their songs.
A lot, yeah. They try to punch the politicians in their faces and try to awake society through their music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna take the road down to memory lane and listen to Aerials?
Be my guest.
All right. So this is the time that everybody grab a good pair of headphones and listen to Aerials by System of a Down, and we'll be right back. Holy crap. And we are back.
Yeah.
There's a lot to process. First of all, I feel a little younger again, because it reminds me of, by the time that it got out, the song, I was 8 years old, probably. Yeah. So yeah, powerful song. So, but I want to go with this. As you know, the song says, we always want to play, but we never want to lose. But when you lose everything, you find yourself. So you're going to this transition, and now after all these years, and I'm going deep into this shit, will you say, who are you now that you are? How old are you at this moment? He doesn't want to answer. Okay.
I'm 30, man. I'm 30.
Oh my God, you're 30.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn 31 next month.
Holy crap! So you're 30, and after 20 years since you listened to this song, and you have analyzed it and heard it so much, who are you? Have you played so much? What? Who is Charlie for you?
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Why not?
I think that I'm myself even more than ever. I think that from the beginning of the pandemic situation, mm-hmm. this whole period of this whole year was a really important one for me to go deep inside myself, to really take myself seriously, to appreciate my life, myself, my being. And I think part of this is that that I understand now what is going on. Well, I'm starting to understand. I can't say that I understand it at all, but yeah, I'm starting to understand. I think one of the first things that comes to my mind now is that exactly how it starts the song, that life is a waterfall. If you take this picture, this metaphor, life is in fact a metaphor. It comes from a complete river and then goes through down in just one jump and then comes part again of everything. Okay. Because it says life is a waterfall. We are one in the river and one again after the fall. So we start being part of everything when we're inside the river. When life starts, we have to go with the flow, man, and then just take the jump, live the life that you want to live, do the things that you want to do, and you are that part of the waterfall, that single drop that it's going down. Doesn't matter what you do, you are going down.
It has to do so much with the ego, right?
Part of this, because it says that never what you always wanna go, but you never wanna stay. Mm-hmm. Always wanna play, but you never wanna lose. So the ego always want to play and doesn't want to lose. The ego always want to go, but never wanna stay. But that's the critic that goes to the people that don't be that person that doesn't want to stay. It doesn't matter if you stay. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you lose. The ego is the one who's trying to stop you.
Yeah, because I think that prior to the fall and after the fall of the waterfall that we're mentioning in this metaphor, we still ourselves. We just have to go through this process of change. But
exactly.
Yeah, after again, last time that we saw that we actually hang out for a long time was in 2014. You're still the same guy. You have changed, of course. I have changed.
Yeah.
But the essence still the same.
This essence remains the same. That's right.
Understand a little bit more of yourself, or you have lost your ego in some point, or that negative part of you. Yeah.
Or ego is that small mind that you're talking in the song. Yeah. When you lose the small mind, you free yourself and you are being yourself.
Fuck. I mean, now I say all this and I say fuck because now your song is so much deeper than mine.
You say it. I didn't say anything.
Fuck. I mean, my son says I want to feel something.
That's why Miley Cyrus is trying to wake to lose that small mind. She's on the journey as always, as everyone. We're in the same journey, man. We're part of the same river. We're part of the same shit. We're part of the same world. That's the thing. We're not individuals. When they say aerials in the sky, what are aerials? Aerials, it's like these, I don't know. You can
describe it. It's
an aerial. It's like an
entity.
No. It's when we're talking about an aerial, it's this piece of mechanic that is like a transmitter, you know, and receptor and transmitter, like
an antenna.
An antenna, kind of an antenna. Okay. Yeah. If you have aerials in the sky, we are talking about. Everyone is trying to receive information, transfer information. It's always doing this. No, the aerials are up there, are in the sky. If you lose it, your mind, you're going to free yourself and try to go to this eternal prize that is the whole thing, the whole universe. It's kind of complicated for a 10-year-old understanding this shit.
I was thinking about it. Like, we always go into deep subjects. Like, this is what happened when we're talking over 30 minutes. Like, it's always old, but it fun. Also fun.
Yeah.
My friend, thank you. Thank you for bringing that. You brought memories, and surprisingly enough, I got to know a little bit more of you.
Thank you, man. No. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure completely to me. I hope we can do this more often.
Yeah.
Out of cast.
And, of course. So they did.
Amazing. Yeah.
We're arriving at the end of the podcast, of the episode. Not the podcast, the episode, because we want to continue. Fuck shit. This is the time when I leave my guests to pretty much promote themselves or whatever they want, or say whatever they want to anybody who's listening. So. Okay. Dale, Charlie. Dale, thank que tú puedes.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be brief. First of all, thank you. Thank you so much for this moment. I enjoy so much listening to music and you know, take a deep side of this. One of the things that I want to promote maybe is to everyone just to keep calm, to go to a better place of themselves. Stop thinking about anything that is not really that much important. I think that one of my biggest lessons and my biggest teachers is my wife. She's great. She opens my mind like anyone did. And she's a great yoga teacher, so I think that I can promote her in this moment. I don't have any interesting to promote myself. You can find Adriana as Adriana Olmedo in Instagram, like Adriana OLM. Well, you're gonna find it, and probably
we'll put it in the link. Don't worry.
You can put it in the link, please. Yeah, she's a great yoga teacher, and she also have her YouTube channel with a lot of yoga lessons for beginners and meditations, and I think she's great. So if you want to go and just take a bit of your mind in another place and start going more inside yourself, it's a great place to start. And of course, well, if you want to see something about this dude, I'm un tucán triste on Instagram. So yes, that's me. And well, that's it, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to another episode of Musicast. Remember to follow us in our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, our YouTube channel. Subscribe and click the bell and all that so you can get all notifications. We're gonna put information about Un Tucán Triste and Adriana Olmedo. So thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in another episode.
Thank you.
Uh.